This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And I continue today with a subject which I regard as important as any subject to which any human mind can address itself, namely proof of pardon. I want to raise the question with you. Do you have proof of pardon? Or are you merely gambling that someone has told you what you ought to do and you have not checked up for yourself to see if this is right? The Bible plainly teaches that it itself is the standard by which men must measure whether or not they have become children of God. To simply say that I have received Jesus or I have found it does not constitute proof. Subjectivity, what one feels in his own heart or his own mind, or any kind of religious experience, is not sufficient. We ought not to be looking for the experiences of our fellow man who are living today. Rather, we ought to be looking in the Bible and finding out what people did in the first century as the Holy Spirit guided men to give the record of what men actually did who truly were saved. That's the one and only way that you can find out what to do yourself. I cannot find out by listening to my fellow man today. I cannot find out by watching other people today. The only way I can really know that I am saved is to know what the Bible teaches about it and know that I have done that. We have talked about subjective standards. Let's talk for a few moments today about objective or external standards. Sometimes people feel thoroughly convinced that they are saved because of the creeds or traditions which they have followed. Sometimes people say that everybody believes it and therefore we ought to accept it. But Jesus makes clear that this simply will not do. Follow not after a multitude to do evil. And as I've also indicated, the experiences of others or the testimonies of others simply will not do. You'll remember in the 8th chapter of Acts, we have the account of a man who lived in Samaria named Simon the sorcerer, who was giving out that he was himself some great man of God, and he had simply deceived the people. They all thought, here is a man of God, he's doing what is right. But when God's true servant came to Samaria, who preached the word of God and confirmed it by the miracles which followed, and that word now stands miraculously confirmed and does not need any further confirmation today. But when these people saw and heard that word and saw what he did, they realized that Simon was a fake and that Philip, the evangelist, was preaching the truth. There are those who claim direct revelation. I know there are some people who claim there are additional books to the Bible. I know of one religious group which claims at least 3 extra inspired books of the Bible. Well, this is a strike at the Word of God. It denies that the Bible is all sufficient to save man. But friends, the Bible tells us everything we need to know what to do to be saved, and it tells us everything we need to know to stay saved. There is no need of any extra book. What the majority of people are saying does not constitute authority. If you could persuade everybody in Memphis to hold to a certain degree or to a certain doctrine, that would not prove it to be right. If you could persuade everybody in Tennessee, everybody in Texas, everybody west of the Mississippi, and everybody east of the Mississippi to hold to a certain thing, this would not constitute proof that it's right. I insist there's one and only one way you can know that it's right, and that is that you have seen for yourself that the Bible teaches it. Sometimes we find people turning to education. We find men saying, well, this man has a doctor's degree and therefore he cannot be wrong. I assure you that men can be wrong who hold doctor's degrees. In fact, sometimes men who hold those degrees can be very stupid. Paul warns of the fact that education actually can be a stumbling block to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is not to say that education within and of itself is wrong. It isn't. But man can be proud of his education just like he can be proud of his power or of his money. But I insist that the majority rule or direct revelation or education is not the standard, but the Bible, the Word of God. And I urge you to do as did the Bereans of old, to search the Scriptures daily to see if these things are so. Will you check up and see if what I'm telling you is true? Be back with us next time as we continue this very important study of proof of pardon.